Chapter 11, A Clever Ruse. Many a Muslim leader had underestimated the Frankish knight, especially his ability to charge into the midst of an army with terrific momentum, lance firmly entrenched in his underarm, body anchored against his high back saddle. He was a human fortress, laced with heavy armor from head to toe. Over the many years that Frankish knights had fought with the Muslims, they learned many lessons. They kept close together in a box-like formation and placed their foot soldiers on the outside perimeter to protect their horses. The knights were patient, and their actions deliberate. Even 100 knights presented a formidable opponent. This time, there would be thousands, and among them, the fanatical Templars and Hospitallers. It was for this very occasion that Salah ad-Din had recruited a special breed of Mamluk warriors. Only 1,500 strong, but they were known for their speed, agility, and physical prowess. They wore light armor and rode the fastest horses in the land. Under the desert sun, they trained day in and day out until they learned to move effortlessly across the desert dunes. Salah ad-Din must have been wondering if his Mamluk warriors were ready to take on the knights. The Christians had gathered their forces in response to the Muslim call for jihad. They were garrisoned among the lush, watered gardens of Safuriya. They occupied a position of strength from which they could repulse Muslim attacks with ease. No, the battle must not be fought at Safuriya. It must be on the burning sands of Galilee, where the mobile, lightly armored, and lightning-fast Mamluks were at their strongest against the slower, heavily laden, iron-clad knights. But with experienced leaders like Ramon of Tiberias and Balian of Ibelin, how was one to draw them out into the desert and willingly abandon their position of strength? That was almost as hard as winning the war itself. Salah ad-Din's spies provided the answer. Tension between Ramon of Tiberias and the right-wing Renald of Châtillon were at an all-time high. They reported the installation of a new king, the weak-minded coward named Guy de Lusignan. Was it possible that these experienced men would choose such a man to be their king and commander? The only explanation was that he was a puppet in the hands of the hawks. In that case, challenging the foolish pride of the new king may be the answer. Far from Safaria, across the desert plains of Hattin, lay Ramon's castle at Tiberias. There, the Lady Eschiva remained alone and unprotected. Would the Christians come to the rescue of this damsel in distress? Salah ad-Din took a calculated risk and laid siege to the castle. Now it was a matter of waiting for the Christians to make the next move. When Guy de Lusignan heard of the siege, he assembled his counselors. This situation called into question a fundamental law of the kingdom, that the king had an obligation to go to the aid of a vassal if threatened by Muslim attack. This wasn't just any law, but the foundation on which the kingdom was established in the Christian outposts. How could small, outlying territories survive in the Muslim world without certain knowledge that the whole Christian state would come to the rescue of the smallest part? As a king, nobody would trust him if he did not go to the aid of the Lady Eschiva. But Count Ramon recognized Salah ad-Din's strategy at once. He called for quiet, and then spoke with authority. He pointed out Salah ad-Din's strategy. Salah ad-Din was simply baiting them out into the open. The Sultan would never harm his wife. All they had to do was sit tight and refuse to be drawn out of Safuriya. Salah ad-Din would eventually tire and return home. If they marched out on the waterless plateau between Safuriya and Tiberias with full strength, then they would risk a disaster of such magnitude that it would destroy the entire colonization of the Holy Land and betray the martyrs of the First Crusade. For a while, common sense and Ramon's eloquent words hung in the air. But the hawks used their guile to twist and confuse the minds of the people. They accused Ramon of being a Muslim and an ally of Salah ad-Din in secret. Why else would he not be concerned about the safety of his own wife? The king bowed to their threats and issued orders to march to Tiberias. Salahuddin's strategy worked.